We're now going to begin session 11, and this is a little bit of a twist. I've taken you from the beginnings of quantum physics and the ideas of quantum physics into the mystical and the new alchemical, and now we're moving into something which is really a merger of the two, but it's going to sound a little strange. It's called time traveling through the universe. Can we time travel? Is it possible to really time travel? And if you want, we can look at this as a yoga for time travel, or a way to use your mind to defeat time. The ancients called it Kala Vankara, which means cheating time. Whoa, these guys were concerned with how it was we could get around the problems we all face called getting older, getting more feeble, getting old and dying. Can we escape time itself? Well, that's really what this is all about, a yoga for time travel, or how we can use our minds to actually travel in time. So in order to explain this to you, I'm going to have to tell you a little bit about what time travel is itself all about. So first of all, let me begin with some nonsense. I mean, some of you think this may be nonsense anyway, so let's talk this way. "I don't understand you," said Alice. "It's dreadfully confusing."
"That's the effect of living backwards," says the Red Queen, rather kindly. "It always makes one a little giddy at first."
"Living backwards," Alice replied in a great astonishment. I never heard of such a thing as that."
"But," the Queen replied, "there's one great advantage in it, that one's memory works both ways."
"Huh?" says Alice. "I'm sure mine only works one way. I can't remember things before they happen,"
the Queen remarks. "It's only a poor sort of memory that works backwards only," the Queen says.
What is this all about? This, of course, is Charles Dodson's, Lewis Carroll's, delightful Through the Looking Glass, The Adventures of Alice in Wonderland. Dodson, or Lewis Carroll, was very much into the notions of the logical problems that result when we begin to think about looking at time in a backwards-going sense rather than in a forwards-going sense. Most of us would think that it's utterly nonsense to even conceive of the mind going backwards through time. In other words, the future is being remembered now. How can we do that? The future hasn't happened yet, like Alice said. But if we begin to really look at time from a new perspective, that is the perspective we can get from looking at two different views which are separated by maybe 3,000, 4,000 years of time, we will emerge with a view which says not only is it possible, it's inevitable that we will be able to travel through time to be able to experience the future coming into the present and influencing us in such a way that it won't drive us up the wall and drive us into the arms of the nearest skeptic who says, "This is all purely nutty, crazy kind of talk, that nothing like this could ever really happen." So, in order to understand all that, we need to talk about time and what time is. Okay, let's look at time. There wasn't a saint, Saint Augustine, who lived in the late 4th and early 5th centuries, and he wrote about time. He said this, "What then is time? If no one asks me, I know what it is. But if I wish to explain it to him who asks me, I do not know what to say." Perhaps Augustine was referring to how difficult it is to reconcile our common subjective sense of time with the words that we speak to describe that common subjective sense of time. We all have a subjective sense of time, at least we think we do, but to actually describe it in words, to tell somebody else what that is without them already knowing what we're going to say, that's a horse of a different color. Augustine, who lived in the town of Hippo, was quite a wise guy, but did he really know what to say? I mean, he claims he didn't, but did he know? Did he actually know why this was so difficult? He went on to say that, "I can say with confidence that I know that if nothing passed away, there would be no past." Oh, okay, I got that, Saint. I got that. "And if nothing were still coming, there would be no future. And if there were nothing at all, then there would be no present." I got it. So if nothing passes, there's no past. If nothing's coming, there is no future. And if nothing's there, there is no there. Okay, well, that seems like, duh, what's all, what's that all about?